unite.
Oh, men and women unite. Men and women unite.
For me, in a sense that I had played with music and musicians that was of that caliber prior to joining Slave. So, and I think like a jazz musician. I'm known more from an R&B, funk, rock kind of cat, but I think like a jazz musician. So, you know, I'm into taking chances, which others would say is are taking chances. I say I'm just continuing to evolve. And so that's how I was able to go into Hall of Fame One. And then they said, Atlantic Records goes, you know what? If you give us another watch in you, it's a done deal. And I said, well, first of all, I already did watch in you. That's already there. I'm not trying to duplicate Slave. If I was going to do that, then I should stay. I mean, I'm not going to try to duplicate Slave and I'm not in Slave. That's ridiculous to me because I was hearing other things. I didn't leave because we were against each other. I left because I knew it was an evolution that I still needed to do as far as my growth, business-wise, too. So, yeah, so I went ahead and said, way out, where you never been before. And, you know, and it doesn't sound like watching you. It doesn't sound like Wait For Me. It's its own thing. And I really had to stick to my guns on that because I said, listen, a lot of people underestimated me because I was the drummer that came in. So, okay, then you start singing. And, oh, okay, okay, and you're writing. Okay, now you're doing your own thing, and we're telling you here's the way to go. And you're like, nah, I'm going way out. So that's kind of how that went. Okay. Yo. Hi, this is Steve Arrington, and you're listening to Brunch in the Basement with Javon and Therese, and we going way out.
Hi, this is Mason, and you're in the basement with Javon and Therese.
Leon from some of your favorite movies, and I'm at brunch in the basement with Therese and Siobhan. Stay here, lay here with me. Stay here, lay here with me. Stay here, lay here with me.
Still in the basement, no longer alone, with my homegirl Therese on the microphone. Music politics are just chatting it up. Brunch in the basement, see that's what's up. You never know who might run through. Legendary artists or someone brand new. You miss a lot when you miss one day. At least that's what I heard somebody say. But it doesn't really matter what whoever says. It's always a good show with Javon and Therese. Yeah. Brunch in the basement with Javon and Therese. Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, everybody's a friend in my head. I already know everybody. One day I'll tell you about me and Shaka Khan, but, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. She doesn't know anything about it. But anyway. No, she doesn't. She wasn't even there, actually. But anyway.
All our offices, though, Jay.
I'll send y'all some cologne.
You can send me some cologne.
Because, I mean, you know. Just in case I should meet Shaka Khan, I want to smell really, you know, nice.
Oh, God.
Okie dokie, babe, whatever you say.
With time, so.
And we thank you for that.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. This part, that little piece, I'm just going to keep and play it all the time for myself. But no, I'm just teasing.
Can I tell you that you are my super duper trooper?
What happened?
Look, man.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. I wasn't expecting you to be on at the top of the show, which, you know, was cool, you know, you in your travels and doing your thing. But I was coming back from Staten Island, stuck in traffic when I got your text, which I am terrible with driving and texting. I just don't do it because I can't do it. But I was trying to respond, you know. But I just slid in here. I'm just saying, myself. So yo, it's one of those nights. How you doing? One of those nights. How you doing? Can you hear me?
I'm good. Can you hear me well? I'm sorry.
You kind of going in and out a little bit.
Yeah, I'm on the racetrack right now.
No, I feel you. Let me ask you this. How did you sleep last night?
Up and down, kind of. Oh.
I'm just wondering how you slept last night. That's all.
Up and down. I was, don't recall getting to bed before 3 or 4, but.
Wow.
Yeah. Because I slept during the day. I had a late disco nap.
That's a beautiful thing. Every time I hear that phrase. Oh, I asked you because I had a dream about you and the missus. So whenever I have such a vivid dream about people, I always, you know, wonder how they were doing, how they're faring. I can see that you look healthy and fine, so I'm sure that she's healthy and fine as well. Hello, Mrs.
Don't be dreaming of me, nigga.
What does she even say?
Nothing. She's in Giddy Aquarium.
All I know is that she called me nigga. Peace. I don't know.
Oh, damn. That's all you heard? Don't be dreaming about me.
Oh.
I'm fine. I was actually very good. I just came from a sister trip, and I'm really relaxed.
The Muppet Show.
The Muppet.
three little Muppets.
The Muppet Show, yes.
Three little Polly Muppets.
Stop it. Oh, my God. That's so weird. Anyway, it's a great time. So I was wonderful.
Good.
You know?
I'm glad.
And I think my baby was waiting for me home. And I was ready to, you know, get back home. So that might have been the energy you picked up on.
Well, the energy I picked up on was y'all were living, like, right next door to me. And,
oh,
yeah.
That's actually a nightmare. That's not a nightmare.
Well, it wasn't really. Nightmare for me. It might have been a nightmare.
It might be
a nightmare for you. It could be. If you like scared of silence, because I'm like in my basement quiet and don't fuck with nobody, but in my dream
I would pull you out of that basement.
Yeah, okay, now it's turning into a nightmare. I gotta leave the basement. Look at that. But I kept hearing things.
I'm sorry.
I kept hearing things coming from next door. In some kind of way, you know how dreams are weird like that? So you're able to look through the door, through the wall, you know, weird shit. And I said, oh,
yeah.
It's Rez and Mo. What are you doing? And Rez is like, I'm selling the babies. I'm getting them ready. I said, you selling babies? He said, well, you know, it's a business, and you can't take these strangers home. And I said, but isn't every baby a stranger until you get to know them? I said, I'll be right over. So I leave my dwelling, house, apartment, whatever the fuck it was, went over to your place, and there were women giving birth, and y'all were like,
baby milk, good night.
Yes, y'all were like catching the babies as they was coming out. And Mo was like all exasperated, like, come on, man. We've been working all these hours. When these babies gonna stop? I'm ready for the next shift to come on and take over because we can't take no more babies tonight. And you was like, nah, we got it. We got it. Come on, just a few more. And I was like, but that's a cute one right there. What are you doing? I think I worked too hard. That's all that is.
That's a nightmare.
That definitely is a nightmare.
You got to get out the basement, Jay. Man, I'm starting to worry about
you. Look, leaving the basement is not much better than being in this motherfucker because I left the basement today and got all kinds of frustrated, so I might as well be in here.
Leaving the basement, I'm sorry to hear that, but at least to do something that is good for your soul.
I know. I got to go have some fun.
I know you like to do the music and all that stuff, but it's turning into isolation. Sorry, Crickets,
just, okay.
Hello? Hello, McFly? We laughing, and I'm not laughing. Quick, I know. It's
fine. Yo,
wait. Look at
that. I know. Hold on.
No longer.
I'm sorry. No, I didn't mean to do that. Actually, some
yes,
kind of
did.
Way.
That
I did crickets. No, the crickets were on purpose though. That part, yeah. Because there's nothing I can say about it. It's
I
true.
Will be our child's little thing and your little bubble in 2 seconds. You don't have to hear me no more. I'm not gonna say anything.
I'm just saying. I didn't mean to dream about you. It wasn't like, ooh, let me dream about Therese and Monifa.
I don't care.
Excuse me. I mean, they are. If I had my, you know, druthers, is that the word?
Druthers?
Yeah, there's a word like when you have what you really, really want, when you have a choice of what you want, it's druthers or druthers, some word. I don't know. Anyway, I think you both know if I had a choice who I would have been dreaming of last night.
Yeah, okay. All righty then. Yeah, what was that? So what else happened in our game?
Just the babies. Just about the babies. It was just about the babies.
Stay on task.
I'm just saying.
Who's coming on tonight?
We have a very exciting guest. His name is Drew. He is from Canada. He is a Juno Award winner.
No.
Which is for those of you who are listening and like, what the hell is a Juno? You are so Americanized because that is Canada's music award, which is comparable to our Grammy Award and to the Great Britain's Brit Award, Music Award. So, yeah.
What is he doing? The fuck is he doing?
Yo,
this is... I'm sorry. Okay. The road rage is real.
The road rage
is
real.
It's not
road rage. It's a 16-wheeler.
The trailer just thought he was in a two-seater. Bang a U-turn.
No, he's banging it. He's doing it right now. He's doing it. He's doing it.
Wow.
Made me say something.
That was very
That's crazy.
Bizarre.
On a two-lane highway. Highway. Like an expressway. Yeah, it's a highway. This is like a truck route, but still. Weird.
That's going to be an accident.
I'm about to be a millionaire.
Yeah. Let's pray that nobody gets hurt and that idiot driving an 18-wheeler doing Papa Wheelies and Tricks gets his butt sat down somewhere.
Well, he's doing one of two things. He's tying up traffic. Let's just hope no one hit him the way he just did that move. That was awesome.
Making me wonder if
he's drinking or not.
So the Juno Award, little honor.
Yeah. So I was listening back to some of his stuff, which some of it is really, really good. Some of it I really enjoyed. And he sent me a couple of links today, but I wasn't really able to check them out. So this, you know, I just want to put this out there for those of you who, whether it's that you are in the entertainment business, whether you are, I don't know, a golfer, a pro golfer, or a painter, or whatever it is that you do, if you're going to be on a podcast or someone's show, if you're whatever, try to work ahead of time, you know? Do the best that you can to get people whatever it is that you would like shown as early as possible, just in case they're not me, because you know I'm going to do what I can do while we doing what we do to get what it is that Drew wanted to do, you know? On the real, it would have, you know, been much easier to get things early. And that's that.
Reset.
Yeah. You know, I tries to have my ducks in a row all the time. So what's up, Rez? What you been doing? Talk to me, man. Tell me a story or something.
I've been running around like a kid in the golf with take care of business and in between town and just trying to celebrate some folks and just been a long, it's just been a long, busy week, you know?
I feel you.
And it's only Wednesday. It's only Wednesday.
I know, babe. I know.
Yeah. But, you know, you make it do what you say, if I can borrow your phrase there.
Yes, you can, of course, borrow it. You can borrow it anytime you want. Make it do what it do. That's always a good thing.
My name came up. Cool. It wasn't going to do it when I...
Oh, your name didn't come up before?
Well, when I was typing it, it disappeared, and then it came back, and then I typed it again, and it appeared, so now I see it.
Uh-huh. So...
How was your week?
So far? Look, man, on one hand, I haven't killed any peacocks this week. So,
you said you haven't what?
I haven't killed any peacocks this week. So that's a step up.
That's a major step for mankind.
Yes. Did you tell Mo about the peacock?
No, I didn't, but I will have fun telling her because it's
Yeah, she probably could relate to the vase with that my mom, anyway, you know, I don't know about that. But yeah, so I'm just trying to, you know, make it through, quite frankly, care my responsibility. Mr. J says, no peacocks have been killed in the making of this video. Got that right. That's a true one.
No peacocks have been hurt. Yeah.
Actually, you know, I've been kind of cool, you know, watched a movie or two so far this week.
What'd you watch?
Nobody's Fool. Tiffany Haddish. Whoopi Goldberg. It's a Tyler Perry movie. It's cute.
Yeah, it's actually good. I like it.
Yeah. And that's about it, you know. Did some corresponding with the management for our guests. You know, and
nice.
You know,
that's when doctors on the front line.
Wait, say that again.
I said, did you hear the latest breaking news that I'm tracking, kind of. Well, you know, I'm watching everything moving as the vaccine thing is concerned. But speaking about the doctors on the front line, the lawsuit?
No, what's going on with that?
Doctors on the front line are suing the CDC about that vaccine. These are a bunch of doctors from all over that got class action suit against the CDC. This is going to be interesting.
So what is their gripe with the, what's their problem with it, their issue with it? They don't want to take it, or they think it kills people?
Well,
cause the complications.
It's about that, children, and other things, but I'm tracking it. I don't want to say what I would hope is that people would look it up, because I don't want to misinterpret it verbally because of the broadcast. But there is a... and the suit is called Doctors on the Front Line, and they are about the vaccine where children are concerned. They don't want mandatory for children. They do not think it's safe. But they have a lot of stuff already about it. It's been breaking for the last, I don't know, couple of days, this story. It's made quite a few headlines so far. Not surprised, but, you know, yeah.
Well, the last thing that I saw, I've been seeing a lot of things about people still going back and forth about it. But in New Jersey, the governor is talking about shutting it down, whether people are vaxxed or not, shutting New Jersey back down or whatever.
The governor he wasn't
going to
do it.
Well, I saw something today that said that he's moving towards doing that again. He's moving back in that direction because the numbers are spiking up again. So I don't know.
Isn't this what we predicted? Like, and fall, the numbers are going to go up by virtue of the opening up this can of worms?
Rez,
this in January.
I'm just, I don't know. At this point, just trying to stay safe.
Uh-huh.
You know, watching and you know, meditating, trying to eat a little better. Although, I have to admit, I did stop for some grimy food to bring in here tonight because I was just feeling very rushed. It was almost 6 o'clock. It was 6:30 by the time I got down here. I could have just as easily grabbed some fruit. True. But
so did you end up grabbing
some grimy rice? It's grimy.
Grimy rice.
Grimy rice. That's all I'm gonna say about it. It's tasty, but it's not good for you. I wouldn't feed it to a child. I wouldn't. I might have fed it to a child back in 1975, but I wouldn't do it now. You know, kids were built stronger back then. We could drink milk. Can't have that now.
No, sure can. Not with what they feed me, Scal. It's true.
Can't have anything.
Never, you know, and people of color shouldn't be drinking a lot of. Well, actually, no human should be drinking milk because we aren't baby calves, you know. But you know, I digress.
That's redundant. Calves would have been sufficient. Calves means baby, like.
I'm not sure what she said, Miss.
Baby cows would have been.
Calves, what about them?
No, she said baby
no,
calves.
I said no human should be drinking cow's milk.
Because we're not baby
calves. Baby calves.
But calves, baby cows. If you just said baby cows, that's not redundant. You just wouldn't have used the word calves. But if you say calves, it means baby cow. So say baby is
nobody
redundant.
Cares.
She's right, though. She's right. Mo, you ding, ding, ding. I need a ding, ding
I
bell.
School teacher, nobody cares.
You're right, Miss Monifa. That was correct. 1 point for you. But I have a question for you, Monifa.
Sure.
How do you count cows? How do you count cows?
Now that I don't know.
You use a calculator.
You're sick.
Come on.
Yeah.
She's been over.
Wait a minute. I should have known. That was funny. Thank you for that. That was awesome.
Yes, you're very welcome. You're very welcome. I was trying to explain that to Cheryl last night. Also that dogs can't operate MRIs.
They can't what?
They cannot operate MRIs, dogs. But cats can.
Why?
I don't know why, but cats can.
But cats can. Okay, that's actually... Okay.
You know what?
Oh, I think I'm a dog.
That appeals inner nerd in her. Give me 2 seconds so I can unload and
I'm good.
Right back.
No problem. Sonia Moore said that was a knee slapper. Yo, that's what's up, man. Let me play this for y'all. Let's. Monifa. Well, at least Therese will be back shortly. I don't know if Mo's going to join her, but she's probably still laughing at my joke because, yes, I'm funny. Yeah, I'll tell you. Anybody else got any jokes, you know, just let me know. Also, just want to let you know that the lines are open tonight. The telephone lines are open. I will be putting a number up in case you don't have it. It's 347-99. What is it? You know what? It's so funny. I always have to actually be typing it in order to remember it. I don't understand why that is, but maybe I'm just old like that. But it's 347-996-5394. So funny how it just popped right into my mind as soon as I started, with that. Typing it up. Funny, funny, funny. Okay, there's a video. Let's see if we can get it up. Let's see. Well, I have to find it on my desktop. It's a video by the gentleman who is going to be on the show tonight. So you will know who's coming on. Let's check it out.
Hold you,
yeah,
girl.
Oh,
girl. be afraid of my love. Don't be afraid. I won't desert you. Now you can be honest with your heart. La, 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 la. Yeah, yeah. There is emotion of tears that you cry. Let me be the one to dry them from your eyes. I know that this might be hard to believe. I'm off the game cause you're all that I need.
I know.
Yeah. You never really thought that you could be loved.
I'll show. Yeah. Baby, don't fight how you feel.
Don't be afraid of my love.
Don't be afraid of
me hold you.
Just let me hold you.
Girl,
all I want, yeah.
Don't be afraid of my love. Don't be afraid to desert you.
Wow.
Now you can be honest with your heart.
Da, da, da,
da, da, da, da.
Yeah.
You
got me singing. Yeah.
Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of my love. Just let me hold you. Girl.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid of my love.
I won't desert
you.
You. No,
now you can be honest with your
heart. Don't be afraid of my love. I won't desert you.
Hold you.
Oh, girl. Yeah.
Don't be afraid of my love. I won't desert you. Now you can be honest with.
I know.
I'll show. Baby, don't fight how you feel.
So
don't be afraid of my love.
Don't be afraid
of you. Now you can be honest with your heart.
Hey,
yes, what's up? There goes my homie. What a trooper. What a trooper. Ooh. My super trooper.
So everything was late, man. The planes were late. The trains and automobiles were late. Just
trains, planes, and automobiles. That's
yeah.
What's up. It's so good to see you. I'm happy to see you, man.
Thank you. Oh, you're happy to be seen. Thank you. Same here.
Always happy to see you.
Oh, thank you, thank you. So let me get that, let me pull that thing up right quick. I was
get
just
it told. Up.
Okay, so this is from the, this is from the whistleblowers for the doctors, right? And the testimony is claiming the CDC is undercounting vaccine deaths. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, and if you notice, and you know, and maybe it's an occupational, maybe I'm too media sensitive and savvy because words are everything. And every time there is an incident that's major to report about the vaccines, they always say minor, very rare, you know. Yeah. Okay. But some of the things have been reported very early on. So let me just go to the actual piece. And what they're saying is, hold on.
By the way, this is one of those moments where we miss Pop Ulysses Carter. Poppy Chulo, get that information. He would have been putting it all up in the comments.
Yeah, the federal lawsuit seeks immediate halt of COVID vaccines, and it cites whistleblowers' testimony claiming CDC is undercounting the deaths deliberately of this virus.
Wow.
I mean, of this vaccine, excuse me, the vaccine. So they're suppressing the real number of deaths because, you know, of course, you know, when you need...
Because they want us to take the vaccine.
Yes, and America's frontline doctors filed a motion to stop the use of emergency use authorization for COVID vaccines for anyone under 18 with natural immunity or anyone who hasn't received informed consent.
Hmm.
Let me repeat that again. Hmm. That's for vaccines under the age of 18 or anyone with natural immunity or anyone who hasn't received informed consent.
Natural immunity? What in tarnation?
Natural immunity is everybody with an immune system, basically. And natural immunity would mean anybody, as they refer to, as anybody that has either had COVID already and developed their own antibodies for it or been exposed to it, you know, and with asymptomatically or symptomatically and developed the antibodies for it. You know, I just think that, there's a lot more in this. And it says America's frontline doctors filed a motion to stop the emergency use of authorization for the vaccines. So they've filed a motion. We'll see how that goes. And that's in Big Pharma News. And we're going to see, you know. And, you know, just so you know, the United States of America is run by two entities and two entities alone. It's media and it's pharmaceutical companies and it's insurance companies, which is they're basically in the same pod. But, it's a lot. And it's going to be from people taking courageous stands because, you know, it's a sheep mentality. And am I saying that it's not real? No, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is this vaccine is sus. And I've been saying that. You know, and that's just my personal opinion. And as time goes on, we will see. We're still all in one big clinical trial for this thing. And we don't have any information over a year or some months old. So I suspect by maybe 2024, we'll have some information to exchange. But let's just hope they're going to tell us the truth.
That's
you know?
Therein lies the problem. You know,
right.
You just don't know what to believe. And just,
not them.
Yeah. And just as a point of reference in terms of how powerful messages in the media is, look at the whole MAGA movement. People ready to turn over the whole government because their guy who, mm-hmm. you know, okay, maybe we need to peel an onion. Let's just, where's the onion peeler?
Uh-oh.
Onion peeler, onion.
Onion.
See, everything but the damn onion. Why is that? Pop leave and take his onion with him. Here we go. Yes, whistleblowers, thank goodness for the brave ones. So let's just say we found a candidate that we thought was the perfect candidate for president. Let's just say we did. We haven't, but let's just say we did. Let's say that everything that was important to us, not only was this candidate able to articulate, but they said they were going to do it when they got into office. Let's just say that. Let's say that they said they were going to do everything, right? So we rally around and we vote for this person because this person is just down for us, right? And then we find out, now, even before Election Day, we hear all of this stuff about the person being sued, having potentially molested a child. And then during the campaign, videos are leaked of the candidate saying some derogatory sexual things about women, like grabbing by the pussy. we read about some discriminatory practices that they have and so forth and so on, but we don't care because why? I can't imagine. But, you know, well, you know, he's for the military. If I'm for the military, right? I believe in the military, and he's for the military. And then when there are Purple Star families, he's disrespectful. He skirted away and didn't have to go because he said he had bone spurs. These things that I believe in, I quote unquote believe in. I'm a Christian, and he's anti-abortion, although we know he's a whore.
Allegedly.
Ain't no allegedly about that. He's a
allegedly,
whore.
Allegedly.
This guy I'm talking about is a whore. And my religion is against divorce, but we know he's been divorced 3 times and has multiple baby mamas. Okay?
Allegedly.
No, he got multiple baby mamas. He absolutely does. We know this. They all got different mamas. And we also know that during the time that his last baby mama was pushing out that last baby, he was sleeping with a porn star. Let's just say. It's not alleged.
Allegedly.
All right, allegedly. But yeah, he paid her off not to tell.
Allegedly.
We don't care. We want this man who has no experience in government and has absolutely gone bankrupt more than one time, lost and failed multiple businesses. Although I realize some of the people that believe the way I believe that he earned his money and became a millionaire. I personally know that his daddy gave him that money that he all lost, and then his daddy gave him some more money and some banks, some crooked banks. You know, they bailed him out because he was doing some shady business with them, allegedly.
Allegedly.
Didn't do none of the shit. Just say we wanted a wall built in Harlem and Mexico was going to pay for it. And Mexico said, fuck you, I'm not paying for that. Stupid wall.
Mexico said, these nuts.
I mean,
still waiting for them to open and get them pesos.
There's no wall. There's no nothing. There's nothing. He did nothing. Nothing. Not one damn thing. Why don't I get it, what is Della? I said that they're three. That's funny. I'm just saying, I just don't understand. And you know what? Black folk that, I told you, the wife of one of my favorite former guests on the show, she is Trump for life. black woman. I just don't understand it.
Okay, so without saying
blue lives matter, except when we want to overthrow the government, we can kill them.
Well, I'm just trying to figure out if they can find a mosquito that peed on a cotton ball from space, or we can't find all of these insurgents that stormed the Capitol, that stopped and gave interviews, that gave shout-outs to their hometown.
I'm Elizabeth from Milwaukee. I live at 1313 Mark and Bird Lane.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't make...
They don't want
to. They were being interviewed on the way out. I mean, if you go back to any of the people that were out there on the front lines doing the interviews of those folks standing in the gap, just ask them where they were. They all but gave their apartment numbers, and you know what I mean? So what I haven't heard as much, like I like a running chronology of the people that have gotten arrested, done any time. It seems like a big blow up and then nothing happened. And then they announce every random.
And they're not being treated like criminals. They are not being treated like criminals. One guy wanted to leave to... Or a lady wanted to leave jail, wanted permission to leave jail to go to a movie or to go to some premiere, some crap, and was allowed that. Some guy just got 8 months, and
another guy got health. What is it? Health food.
Yeah,
Come on, man. Where have you ever?
Come on, man. Come on. These are. I'm just saying that, and you know what? My issue is this. Treat everybody the same. That's all.
If you're gonna
let people slide for 8 months for turning over the, then if I get caught stealing out of Kmart, give me one day as a warning. Don't do it.
Let me tell you something. Let me say, there's always their trips to the pokey and our trips to the pokey are two different.
Yeah.
Roads. You know, we'll get dragged, beaten, and tased to the pokey, and they get Burger King and health food and all kinds of. And you know, we can't make this crap up. It's happening. This is not alleged.
Yeah.
This is happening.
Allegedly.
You know. And then you have a mother that goes on and he's a good guy and he's a special diet. Well, last time I heard bread and water was a special diet, but he can't eat that food. And therefore, the courts granted the food. So if that's all it took, I wonder how far any of us would get with asking the courts for gourmet food in jail.
We wouldn't get very far at all. To be honest, we get laughed at.
They not only gave her the food, they not only gave her a microphone, they gave her the food.
They probably would step on our piece of bread and then give it to us. You know what I'm saying? There, let that be your organic. You know what I'm saying? That's how we get treated. But this is why I really get upset ever someone suggests that police get trained. We need more training. No. We don't need
training.
No fucking training.
Not training.
This is
what do you
nothing.
Need to be training on humanity?
Yeah. This is nothing to do with training. Because
no.
You know how to act when you approach a black person, a white person. When you are protecting and serving,
right.
Arresting.
When you were chasing or being chased by an armed assailant who is not of color, you do not pull your guns. You do not pull your tasers. I watched something happen on the subway the other day. This is New York City subway. They jump on the train. They stop someone who allegedly paid his fare. They want him off the train. Yeah, he's loud, but last time I checked, being a loudmouth rant wasn't a crime.
And if he was white, they're not going to drag you off the train for being loud.
No. But he was tased off the train.
Oh, my God.
And not to mention, when the taser went off, the only people that cleared were the officer. There were other people, other citizens around when he let the taser go.
Wow.
This is NYPD, once again. Once again.
That needs to be reported somewhere.
Well, it was reported, and it was another one. You know, I happened to see that, the video, and
makes no goddamn sense.
I was sitting on a train, and there was some kind of commotion, and I could not leave the area because they did stop the train, and they ordered everybody. People were moving around, and it was, you know, guy was pretty upset because he was accused of stealing, and he didn't. In fact, what they're saying happened was it was two guys initially, and one of them didn't have a fare. So the other one paid for his fare and then let him walk through the gate because they both had paid, allegedly. And he claims this is what happened, and the police thought otherwise. So as opposed to say, hey, you know, did you do this? And, you know, like, if you didn't have an eyewitness to it, if you didn't have an eyewitness that saw him not pay his fare,
right,
then you really can't go on what somebody may have reported or seen or said.
Right.
Because he was adamant about, I paid my fare. Not only did I pay mine, I paid the other guy that didn't have no money's fare too.
Right.
You know, sometimes people swipe and they swipe again.
Yeah.
I think that's one of those. And almost cost him his life just for helping. Because they didn't approach him on them, hey, can I talk to you for a second? You know, we have reason to believe that you did X, Y, and Z. No, they didn't do that. He's going off, putting middle fingers up, and can't do nothing to me, and I paid, and yada, yada. And next thing you know, a whole militia rolled down on the subway for a fare. First of all, that's a debt. That's a debt. That's a desk appearance ticket. That is a debt at best. Why are you tasing this man and dragging him off the train for that?
Exactly. That's crazy.
Anyway. The people that you meet each day.
Yeah, it's so ingrained. It's so deeply ingrained in this society. And it's something that they are doing everything in their power to protect.
Of course. Because they don't want anything changed about the way they do things, which means, i.e., that's cold for, I don't want to have to consider anybody but myself.
They don't want to lose their perceived power.
Nobody cares about their power anymore, really.
Well, I don't care about it, but they care about it. And that's why they're trying to stop us from being able to vote.
Well, that is where our power is. That is where our power and our
exactly.
organizing and voting have been our organizing, voting, and controlling our dollar have been the three tenets on which we've only gotten anything moved in this country. Holding your money, not meaning do not patronize their businesses. Voting, meaning get people out of office, and sticking together when you do it.
Yep.
Every single time we've done that, our history dictates and shows us, every single time we've done that, we decided enough is enough, and we withdrew money, our money, mind you, because, again, they're nothing without our dollar. None of these corporations are.
Yeah.
None of these corporations are. When you are in customer service, you are in customer service. You treat customers bad, guess what? You don't patronize. But what happens is we don't do it. We'll still be on those lines, Black Friday, wrapped around the corner.
Yep.
As long as they can do that, they're going to keep treating you like shit. But I'll be damned.
Yeah, football and every other sport, Misty J.
My allergies are killing me.
You know, I have this really interesting noise that I make when I'm feeling particularly allergic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that scratches your throat. Or yeah, I know that noise. I can't make it though, but I do know that several people have. And you know, I think my puppy has allergies too, so we both are not having a good time.
The puppy is allergic to humans.
I think he's, I don't know what's kicked up. You know, every time it rains, and it's not the landscaping this time because it was cut before the rain, but every time it rains, it starts kicking up stuff after it dries out. And, like,
yeah.
My ears are itchy, my throat is itchy, my eyes are itchy.
She's itchy, y'all.
I'm itchy, itchy. Yeah.
Yeah's itchy.
Yeah, speaking of which, interesting. I know we're all over the place. This is non-sequitur news. Non-sequitur news. But what you guys feel about LaBelle getting back together? Can we talk about that?
Well, you know I'm happy.
Can we talk about Nona, Patty, and Sarah doing the damn thing again?
I am always happy about that. And
I'm here for it.
Ms. Dash told us that this guy, I'm sorry. Ms. Dash told us that was something that was being talked about.
Yeah.
So we can have a comeback on and talk about it some more.
Yeah, we can. We should, actually. We should try to get Patty to come through, too. Yeah. I got to hit Yuri and see what...
And Nona.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know?
Her, yeah. Too, for sure. Get them to come on and talk about the fact that LaBelle is... First of all, Nona has always maintained her nasty pen game. So I would love to hear something new that she's writing, and the ladies get together and sing it, because they all independently are still doing the damn thing anyway. You know, they're all singing, you know. Nona is performing and jumping. Last time I saw Nona, she was jumping on top of drum kits.
Yes.
Still. When she starts singing Transformation, that's usually about the time when I stand up in the show.
She said, it should get you. Yeah.
I think we're all crystal clear on their weak authority. They are too, and they're mad about it because we don't care, you know. And the Karens, we don't care. We're sick of them too.
Exactly.
You know, we're sick of them too.
Especially the Karens. But.
Yeah, the Karens are a mess. The Karens are mess.
Yeah.
And the Kens, but the Karens are a mess. And this has been throughout time. It's just like, oh, we want to throw the rock, hide our hand, and then act like the rock hit us. Stop, Karen.
Exactly.
I want to
move past the Karens for a minute, and I want to go back to our special guest of the evening, and I want to play this music video that's kind of hot. Actually, it's very hot. I'm being coy. And then we'll bring him on with his handsome self. This dude, he's adorbs, and they must grow them fine in Canada, I guess. I don't know. Never been there, but he's adorable. Check this out, y'all.
Got a body that blows my mind. How she moves just gets to me. All eyes on her working overtime. Dancing like it's just for me. She hates that she loves me. She's a bad, bad bitch and she knows that. Cool, but she can't control it. She just can't understand why I treat her like that. She can't get enough. Can't get enough, no. She can't get enough. Can't get enough, no. She can't get enough. She's the type all these guys dream about.
but her heart is cold as ice. Ooh, don't be fooled by that pretty smile. Turns out she's not so nice.
She hates that chill of thick. She's a bad, bad bitch and she knows it. Ooh, but she can't control it. She just can't understand why I treat her like that. She's picking up. Can't get enough, no. She can't get enough. Can't get enough, no. She can't get enough. She's a bad, bad bitch. She can't get enough, no. She can't get enough, no. She can't get enough. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Can't get enough, no. She can't get enough. Can't get enough, no.
Can't get enough, no, no.
She can't get enough. She hates that she loves me, that she loves me. She's a bad, bad bitch, and she loves it.
And she loves it.
Ooh,
yeah.
But she can't control it.
Can't control it.
She just can't understand. I can't get the lights down. She can't get enough.
Can't get enough.
Can't get enough, no.
Can't get enough, no, no.
She can't get enough. Can't get enough. Can't get enough, no. No. She can't get enough.
That joint right there is fire. Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce to you Canadian Juno Award winner, Drew.
Hey.
How you doing, baby?
I'm doing amazing. How you guys doing?
We are great.
Nice. Great, great.
I saw you guys jamming to my record. Okay, I like that. I like that.
Yes. Yes.
Absolutely.
You got a hit on your hands, sir.
Okay.
How are you?
I'm great. I'm great. You know, the single's been doing pretty well. We just released a single internationally. This is the first time I've ever done this independently, you know, worldwide release. So there's a lot going on at once, but you know, I'm blessed. I'm just excited for, you know, what's to come. So,
blessed. Well, you're looking fantastic in the video.
Okay.
It is so about the hat and the fact that you are dancing for me.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, he took the time and made the effort to dance for us. I love it.
Yes, I did. You know what? Actually, going through the whole pandemic and all the negativity and, you know, all the sadness, you know, I just wanted to, I made a point to tell the director, I'm like, yo, I want to dance. I haven't danced in years. I want to do a little two-step and get dressed up and, you know.
Nice. Nice. Now, Canada open. Are you in Canada right now?
I'm in Canada. I'm in Toronto. Okay. Yeah, they call it phase three now. So it's somewhat open. You know, you still got to wear masks, you know, indoors. And, you know, certain companies can still decide whether or not they want to let you in. If you're not vaccinated, not fully vaccinated, it's up to the independent companies to make that decision. So it's interesting times out here, you know. So, but we're keeping it moving.
Wow. Are they talking about this Delta variant?
Yeah, you know, they're talking about it.
Yeah, you guys are afraid that they're going to lock you back down?
Who knows what's going to happen, right? Like, I'm trying to just stay positive. So we're open right now. You know, I just had my first show back in Vancouver last weekend. And, you know, I'm the type of person, I focus on just the positives. You know, it's easy to get bogged down, you know, with watching the news all day. I don't watch the news. You know, I don't even have cable to watch the news. I watch the internet. My kids watch
Amen.
you know, so we can control what we're watching, you know, what consumes our mind every day. You know, I feel, you know, mainstream media is dangerous, is deadly, you know, to be light, you know, to be light, or to take it lightly. It's an issue. It's an issue.
Yeah.
But I hope it's easy to get into that cycle and just, you know, watching the news every day. Okay, what's the next thing, or what's the next variant, or when are we going to be locked down again, or, you know, when are our kids going to be able to go back to regular school and have a regular life? You know, like my daughter is 16, and
16.
She hasn't had a regular, you know, high school experience yet. You know, so I think it's really affecting our kids the most, more than anyone, and no one's really doesn't seem to be focusing on that as much or as much as they should.
Yeah. You're right, and I agree with you wholeheartedly, first of all. So let's keep it on the upside. That's always a pleasure to do.
Yeah.
How did you, you songwriter?
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
What interesting births came out of, now we're still in the pandemic, but the heart of it was 2020, I want to say, what did you cook up new for us, like,
you know what? Nah, well, it was more crazy because I was cooking up before the pandemic, and when the pandemic hit was when I was scheduling to release a new album. So
gotcha.
I released Can't Get Enough, I released YNF, all within, well, and the whole album, but I just dropped the album a month ago. So it was still all within this time period, you know, and I was kind of pushing back the release, pushing. I'm like, okay, let's wait to see what happens. Let's see what, you know, how bad this is really going to get. And it got to the point where I was like, you know what, let's just start putting out music. Let's start shooting these videos. And let's just keep this moving. So I have this new album is out, The Rebirth, MMXX, 17 songs of just fire. I can be cocky on this one. I'm proud of this. You know, I put, you know, myself, my producer, Hollywood Pro, we put about 4 years into this album. I took, this is my third album, but I took about, it's my second album came out in 2011. So I took years off to focus on raising my daughter and, you know, kind of there was issues with her mom, whatever. So I thought, you know what, I can't not be here right now. So I kind of had to take a little step back, regroup, you know, she's 16 now and, you know, now she's kicking me out the door, you know, to go make this happen. So.
Excellent. Does she sing also?
No. She's really interested in music though, in like production. She takes piano lessons and she's teaching herself like YouTube tutorials to learn certain songs. She kind of teaches herself. Very, very smart girl. I'm very, very proud of her. So
excellent.
I'm not sure if she's gonna be in music. I told her to just, you know, reach for whatever. You want to do music, do, you know, she talked about being a lawyer. So I'm like, you know what, whatever you want to do, I'll support you. You know, like you're young, you can make mistakes, you can change your career if you need to, you know, stuff that I wish my parents told me.
Yeah. Well, it's good that you have her, you've introduced her to the piano and sound. I think that's one of the worst things. We talk about it all the time on the show. It's one of the worst things that happened to kids in school. Well, in the States, they've removed a lot of the music schools unless you go to a special high school for it. You know, the music in schools is not as abundant as it used to be. So kids aren't learning what the instruments are about with the live.
And you can see it. You know, you can see it in the music that these kids are doing right now. It's, you know, I have mixed feelings about it. But some of it I love, you know. You know, some of these songs are like a guilty pleasure that, you know, I just shouldn't really like, but I do, you know. But, you know, but I think overall, though, you can really hear the lack of musicianship coming up. And even when it comes to lyrics and songwriting and vocabulary, you know, trying different things, you know, you can hear it. I think it was a T-Pain post just recently. He was like, make some new music. Try something new. We already have DaBaby and Baby, and you know, they both practically have the same name. Like, make something new, people, you know. So I think it's time to open things up, definitely.
Yeah, right.
Absolutely.
What are some of your inspirations to writing?
You know what, I do take from, you mean like to inspire ideas or the actual style of writing?
Both, actually. That's a great split.
Yeah,
I was
raised on, you know, I'm a big fan of Stevie Wonder. You know, a lot of the funk and soul is really mixed in with my love of R&B and, you know, Jodeci. You know, so, yeah, I think lyrically and, like melody-wise, I would say a lot Stevie Wonder. But something
And that particular single that we played, I could hear his influence in there. Oh, he's giving me Stevie tease. I like it.
Thank you.
I like it a lot.
I think I can't help it. I think in everything I do, I put a little Stevie, maybe even a little Michael, you know, kind of vibes. It's just kind of hard to get, even if I try to get away from it, I still end up there somehow. So I don't fight it no more.
I see you have Bob Marley in your background.
Yes. Big up to Bob. I'm Jamaican background, so yeah.
Okay.
I was born here, but my parents were born in Jamaica, so.
Okay. Yeah. And when you say here, you mean in Toronto?
In Toronto, yes. Yeah.
All right.
Toronto, why?
Big ups.
Big ups. <Come on.
laughs> That is nice. So people are talking about your accent, your beautiful skin. We have
a little chat line. Take too much credit for that.
I'm not sure if you can see the chat. It's to the right of your screen, the comments in the chat. We have a live chat audience there, too, Gotcha.
Oh, there we go. Oh, I see it now.
Yeah.
Do I see Bob? Yes, it's Bob.
Exactly. But that, you know, that right there, Bob Marley, I mean, if you're going to be influenced by anybody, that's the man right there.
Oh, my goodness. Icon.
Yes, absolutely.
You want to talk about songwriting, you know, this guy could just make the simplest phrase, you know, to the simplest melody sound just huge. You know, I think the hardest part about great songwriting is keeping it as simple as possible.
Yeah.
You know, when you get too technical, you lose people. And Bob was just amazing at keeping it simple, you know, but still, like, you know, intriguing. So big up to Bob. Sure.
Absolutely.
Redemption Song is one of my favorites. Wow. And it's just, I find myself humming that, you know.
Yes.
Amazing. At what age did you decide, you know what, I'm going to be a singer-songwriter. I'm going to be a performer.
It was a young age. I knew from a young age. I was a very shy kid, but I grew up very, very shy. I wouldn't have been able to have this conversation. I'd be stuttering my butt off. It was bad. It was really bad. So I wanted to sing early. It was my older brother that told me. He's like, you know, Andrew, you know, you actually have a pretty good voice. He heard me singing My Girl.
I got sunshine.
That's when my voice was a lot higher pitched when I was 8 years old, right? So he was like, you know, Andrew, you have a pretty good voice. And, you know, for my older brother to tell me that, he's usually like clowning me, you know, and like making fun or whatever, it really stuck when I heard him say that, and I started to take it more serious. And my first talent show that I was supposed to do, I was 9, rehearsed for about a month, and when the show came, I backed out, didn't do it. So it wasn't until I was 13 I did my first talent show. I did Can You Stand the Rain?
Oh, my.
With two other
of my... Which version of Can You Stand the Rain?
Which version? What do you mean, which version? New Edition, Original? Or is there another version?
There is another Can You Stand the Rain.
Can You Stand the Rain? No, stand the rain. No. What? No, that's
maybe can you stop? No. No.
you're thinking Peebo Bryson?
Right.
But that's That's a different. That's a different.
Song.
Yeah, that's a different song.
Right. I know that I can count on you. That's not possible. Tell me, can you wear the song? Oh, so that means somebody will stand by me through the good times, bad times. You will always be right there. You know, Ralph hit
sunny
that.
Sunny day.
Yes.
That's what's up.
Yeah, man. So I had to do Ralph's part. I did Ralph's part, but I had to start my part from off stage. So I had to walk on singing, you know,
I need some.
But my legs were trembling. My face was trembling.
What the
Yeah, but I got through it. I was 13 and the school went crazy. It was a school town show. They went nuts. They're like, is that Andrew? What? Is that Andrew? Quiet, shy Andrew? You know? So, yeah, that's where it started. And, you know, it just took off from there. I was like, oh, it's going down, you know?
Going down.
Yes.
That's what's up.
Good old. There's nothing about being influenced by your peers, you know, and it's something to be said for the validation of peers, you know, that boosts your confidence.
Yes. And you have a lovely voice.
Lovely
voice. Therese, that's Can You Stop the Rain, I think, by
Can
People.
Can You Stop the Rain, yes.
Baby,
you.
Can you stop the rain?
Yeah.
Woo! That's another one, right?
Yeah.
So do you follow other balladeers, or do you even consider yourself to be like a balladeer?
I think I am a balladeer, but I don't like to put myself in a box.
Smart.
You know, so, you know, just, well, even like the song Can't Get Enough, the video you just saw, like, I chose that because I knew it would separate me from others, you know. Balladeers or, you know, traditional R&B singers, or it's easy to just fall into that and just stay there.
Right.
You know, I want to do anything I want. You know, I want to stay free and just, if I want to do a ballad, I'll do a ballad. If I want to do a song about sex, about hate, about love, about partying, about, you know, I want to be free to do whatever. But I love ballads. And I know that I got, that my voice has that, you know, sweet spot, I think, that can, that works well with ballads. So
absolutely.
I don't shy away from it, but yeah, I don't want to put myself in a box. But I mean, I love Joe. I follow Joe's career, you know. Of course, you know, Donny Hathaway, Stevie Wonder, you know, just those great vocalists. Like, you know, I used to love groups like Intro, Portrait, Shy, of course, Boyz II Men, you know, like, well, Brian McKnight, of course, big. How did I forget Brian McKnight? You know, big time. So, yeah, I love the ballad. Yeah, I mean, timeless, right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Makes you. It reminds you of love, happiness, pain.
Exactly. You know, everyone goes through it. We can all relate. Everyone on the planet can relate.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
Transformative translations. I love to hear other people's take on classics that have been done that really, really withhold the integrity of the tune, but bring their own flavor to it. Absolutely. How important would it be, in your words, because we have our own thought about it, but how important is it to you, Drew, to know the shoulders that you stand on, to know, like you said, Stevie Wonder, it doesn't get any better than
that's
Stevie
it,
Wonder.
Right, the end, Stevie Wonder, period.
Yeah, I think it's very important, you know, like, if you don't really know where you came from, then how do you really know where to take it, you know what I mean, and to really show homage to the artists that came before you, you know, so, I can forever learn. Like, I'm still, you know, discovering other, you know, old school artists. I'm like, oh, I never heard this tone before, or hear a certain, you know, maybe Sam Cooke song that I never discovered, you know. So we're always learning, and that's kind of how music stays so fresh too, you know. It never dies out, never gets boring. There's always something. What old is new. What, you know, it just,
right.
I just love it. Yeah, man.
Exactly.
If you weren't doing music, what would you be doing?
If I wasn't actually creating music, I think I would still be in the music industry as some sort of executive. But Effortless Entertainment is my label. It's my independent label, right? So that was always the plan. You know, I used to be in a group, award-winning group in Toronto. And so we, as soon as I went solo, the group kind of disbanded, got dropped from BMG. We're all kind of scrambling to figure out what to do. And in the midst of all that, I created my own label. This was in 2008. So I didn't really know what I was doing or why I was even registering the company Effortless Entertainment. But I just kind of had the vision to know that in the future, I do want to start my own label and sign other acts, so, which is what I'm doing now. So we're in the process. I'm looking for a kids group. I'm putting a kids group together. Three boys. I'm looking for the age around 11 to 13. And I want to really groom just, you know, some dope, smart kids that love music and, you know, kind of hasn't had that outlet, you know, to really grow in this. Something I wish I had when I was a kid, you know. Mm. And I think just the industry on a whole, I miss groups. You know, I miss groups. There's something about the camaraderie of, you know, two or three or four or whatever, five young people on a stage working together. Like when you see New Edition as kids or when you see, you know, Jackson 5, there's something that it just touches you in a different way.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
How to really describe it. Like when I was in the group, even just being a part of that, being able to share that, it adds to the production value, I think, of a show. It touches people in a different way. And I think for some reason, the music industry has stopped signing groups. I don't know if it's because we're, you know, groups are a headache, you know, too many opinions. Like I get all of that, but man, when you get a group right, it's
a thing. I think, and for lack of knowing what to do with them, quite frankly, the industry or the labels never really, gone are the days where the labels had the ear for stuff, you know?
Oh my God.
And right now with as much stuff as we have, and the capacity to do it independently, artists need to keep their money, you know?
Yeah.
Artists need to keep their money in their publishing, you know? Yes, granted, the road is different. I'm not even going to say hard or easy because that's a judgment.
Mm-hmm.
I will say the road is different, but what you learn in your experience of the journey is invaluable.
Right.
And you get to own your stuff, you know, and you know, you're never going to own your stuff, not even your name when you sign, you know.
It's true. It is a different time now too, though, because, you know, a lot of artists don't like to admit this, but music is free right now.
Yeah. Music. Yeah.
Right. So as much as we can say it was, you know, there was harder times, you know, back in the 90s, you know, but in the 90s, a lot of people were making a lot of money. You know, and right now, for artists to make money right now, you got to be, think about this. For an artist streaming, for you to make about $9,000 a month, you have to stream 2 million streams a month.
Hmm.
As an artist, that's to survive. That's just, you know, 9,000 a month is, you can survive. You know, you can pay your bills. But it's still not really, and 2 million streams a month sounds amazing. Doesn't that sound like a lot of streams?
Yeah, yeah.
But it's nothing. It's really still at the bottom of the barrel. And if you're not putting the money, artists put money into playlists to get streams. It's messed up. It's crazy. So we're spending to get these streams. At the end of the day, the streams are only numbers to impress, you know, who may book you or, you know, it's a different industry right now. So I'm saying for artists, find other ways to fund being an artist. Because I think it's almost one of the only jobs that you have to pay to work.
Yeah. Well, no, it isn't. It's quite a few to pay to work. You know, but I will say that, you know, as opposed to the music, artists have to look at themselves as a whole. You know, yeah. That means your merch, that means your live performances, you know, because that's where you're going to get the money anyway. Even when you were signed, you didn't get it from points on the album. You got it from touring, you
yeah,
know?
Exactly. Yeah.
So, and right now, with the state of the world the way it's in, you know, I mean, I put it like this. I don't get hyped up over what the world is doing, and it took me some time to get there, but I'm glad I arrived here. Because I know that they're not going to stop wanting to make money. And as long as greed and money is to be had, they're going to open this can of worms up.
Yeah.
Whatever true. It is. They're not going to leave us hanging out here too much longer. There's too much greed at the top. You know?
Yeah.
So they figure whatever it is they need to figure out, you know, and you'll be back to performing and just maybe a little different. We had a shift like this right around when the trade centers went down, you know.
Yeah.
And that's when they started really pressing and going through alleged security at the airports, you know, that we still do. We thought, oh, my God, what are we going to do? This is, you know, and what is it? It's a way of life for us. We just know that we have to 2 hours, and 2 hours on those international flights, get there early, you know.
You know, you mentioned your group and award winning, and you won the Juno Award,
yeah.
Which is the most prestigious award in music in Canada, correct?
Yes, it's similar to the Grammy.
Right. That's what I was saying. It's like the Grammy equivalent.
Yes.
Correct? What in the world was that like for you?
You know what? We were a group for many years before we got signed. So when we finally got signed, we were just excited to be on finally. You know, we were just excited, like 9 or 10 years being an independent group, and we finally get signed to BMG Canada, we were just excited. So when everything went off and the singles went, we went to number one, and we got the records, and we got the Grammys and everything, we thought that's when we got kind of a rude awakening on how the industry works, you know. But in that moment, it was amazing. It was, you know, it was something I could finally say, you know, Mom and Dad, you see, finally, you know, all this hard work, all these arguments, like you kicking me out when I was 17 and blah, 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 doing music, you know, look at this now type of thing. But in that moment, it was amazing, you know, the newspapers, my parents' friends are calling them up. It was,
so how were your parents then? What did they say to you then? What was the first thing they said when you said, hey, bam, look at this, Mom? What can you remember that conversation?
Yeah, I do actually. It was more my younger sister, 10 years younger than me, who I called my parents from, like, after the Junos, like right after we won the Juno. I called my sister, and then my sister told my mom to pick up the other phone. My sister was like, do you believe him now? Do you believe in him now? We're so proud of you, blah blah blah. You know, it was a cool moment. It was a cool moment.
That I'm proud of you. Hell, that's a great story. That's a fabulous story. And I'm just wondering, because your style is, although, like you said, you know, nobody wants to be put in a box, but there's clearly an R&B kind of groove, right? So what is that like in Canada? Like, is that the big thing, or is it the same as it is here in the States?
I don't know if it's the same as the States, because the States has a history, you know, of soul music, you know, from deep, you know, deep South gospel transforming into soul, and then that merging into R&B music and, you know, funk and all these other variations. So coming up in Canada, we didn't really have all of that influence. So we were watching, you know, we always felt like we're watching from the outside in into the States, you know, so even us, me starting a group, there was no other Canadian groups that we could look up to, right? And say, oh, well, they did it like this, you know, let's follow them. So we had to follow, you know, Boyz II Men or The Temptations. And we kind of modeled our style after these influences, you know. Sorry, I just lost my whole train of thought.
That's okay.
What were we saying again about?
So you're talking about how there weren't really R&B artists where you grew up.
Right, different in the U.S., exactly.
Right.
I think the biggest difference, when things really, really changed, was, of course, you know, Drake. You know, when Drake kind of, as much as he's a rapper, Drake loved his R&B, you know, and,
right.
you know, I had the privilege of working with him before he blew up, you know, big up to Drake. And, you know, it's like the whole country is proud of this guy. But the way he merged R&B and hip hop, and he was dope in both, you know, and that kind of, that really, I think, inspired, you know, artists like The Weeknd, you know, artists like, you know, young Justin Bieber's, and, you know, kind of like, I think it inspired R&B singers in Canada that, okay, no, R&B can actually come from here, you know, and I think 09, Drake started to really bubble, 09, 2010. So from then till now, these last 10 years, there's been a lot of R&B artists that are bubbling right now. And I think over the next 5 to 10 years, you're going to see a lot more R&B kind of Toronto. Talent, real quality R&B. Yeah.
That's a beautiful thing, man. We need a fresh look here, you know? We could use it.
I think so. You know, I think we need little differences too.
Absolutely.
You had mentioned that when you saw how this industry is when you were signed. Talk about that for a second. Talk about some real jewels that you learned from the inside in as opposed to the outside in. Because, you know, I think a lot of people have a misnomer that the industry, you know, is this thing, you know, like you see a million and one, where they don't see the bloopers, they only see the highlights.
Right.
What was your personal experiences that you've had that you said, aha, those aha moments?
There's a bunch, and I don't want to go too far down any kind of weird rabbit holes. I'm not going to go too deep.
Right.
Like, first of all, when we got dropped from BMG, we had just won the Juno, and we had just finished recording our second album as a group, right? So we were hyped. We had our, you know, our heads were this big, you know, our egos were just like, oh, you know, we're the biggest group out of Canada. You know, we're about to cross over into the States now. We're about to get it. It's about to happen, you know. And then the label gave us all, remember the two-way pages, the little two-ways? So the whole group, we all had our two-way pages, and we used to feel so cool with our two-ways on our hips. You know? So those same two-ways is where we got the message from BMG that they were opting to drop the whole urban roster of BMG Canada, right? So that was all of us. From us, there's another artist named Keisha Shante, who was very popular, Ghetto Concept, rap group, The Rascals out of Canada. These are big groups, you know, that won awards, and we were all kind of, that was a little era in Canadian R&B and hip-hop, where we were really starting to bubble, and they just canned it, and we couldn't even understand what just happened, what? Like, how is this possible? We were just celebrating a Juno, and now we don't have a record. You know, so that's how I realized you can sign a contract, and your deal can still be gone.
Mm-hmm.
You still can, like, you can sign a deal and you think you're ready to go, and you can blink and your deal's gone. And it's either you want to sit down and deal with legal fees and get your lawyer to try and, or you want to try to move on and, you know, try and find another way, possibly. So.
And honestly, once the label has done something like that, or the powers that be decided that, let's just say that, you don't want to fight that. Because you want to go where you're celebrated,
exactly.
One. Second piece is, you know, what it takes to get an artist off, you know. They never saw a lot of this coming. They didn't see, like, and I say shout out to Napster. And I say that with respect to artists needing to get their money, you know. But Napster changed the game and broke the monopoly for these labels.
Yeah.
They were not ready for the digital era. You know, they thought they were going to maintain the monopoly, and they dragged it, and they got slaughtered, you know. So now you can have someone making their own stuff, doing their own aggregators, and putting their own music out, you know. And what you technically can do, what
whatever they could do for you, you can do for yourself a la carte.
100%. 100%. I mean, the only thing that they had over us back in the day was, you know, print and vinyl, and, you know, but now that's all gone.
Right. You don't even need that.
In our own, from promo to, you know, music, releasing the music, the time when you can release it, you know, we don't have to wait. And that is beautiful about the era.
Yeah. You know, the song that you sent me is already up on a 24-hour radio station, which our biggest fan base and listeners are in the States. But we have listeners from all over because it's on the internet. It's an internet radio station.
Worldwide, baby.
You know what I'm saying? So there that goes, right?
Yeah.
Just all you did was, you know, just sent the link.
Right.
You know?
No, I really appreciate that. No,
it actually is licensed in Canada. I think through SoCan and Resound.
Yeah.
So
right.
So if you are, you know, hooked up with them, you'll get your royalties through them from the radio station, you know?
Yes, thank you. I appreciate that.
And that's how that goes. That.
Yeah, I've been seeing, you know, like I said, we just went international. It's interesting to see the countries that gravitate to the music, like France for some reason. I just got 7 ads in France last week, you know, and they're asking me to send video clips and intros to the music, and it's like, it's just interesting. It's this worldwide game is a different monster.
Oh yeah, do you get drops all over the place, especially that Japan market too.
Because
won't even speak a lot, you know, they won't even speak the language, but they will absolutely know the music.
Definitely.
You know, in a lot of cases.
They love the R&B out there. They love the R&B.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
If there was, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Rez.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, if there was any female artist you could duet with, who would that be?
Oh, man.
Ooh,
I'm a big fan of Lauryn Hill, man. Lauryn is just, her tone. Yeah. I mean, I don't have to say nothing. You already know. I would love that.
Feel you.
Yeah.
I feel you. I think it's about time for a little game, Rez.
Okay.
Let's play a game with Drew.
So Drew, we have a game that we like to play on this show called Rapid Fire. Now, Rapid Fire basically is a word association game. So how it starts is I'll say a word and then you say what immediately comes to mind. It could be a word or it could be a phrase. Doesn't matter. I'm going to go first. And then you're going to get hit with Javon, and she's going to go second. So there's no wrong answers, no wrong answers at all. These are all coming to give our audience a peek behind the veil called Drew. And, you know, sometimes folks come on and hang out with us in the basement here, and then, you know, folks want to know what's really going on. What's happening with this cutie pie? So, you know.
I can say anything, right? I can swear.
You can cuss. You can.
All right.
You can start praying if you need to. You know, it doesn't matter.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So let me know when you're ready.
All right. Let's do it.
All right. My first word. Love.
Happiness.
Children.
Protect.
Melody.
Beautiful.
Harmony.
Healing.
EDM.
Party.
Fruit.
Delicious.
This, I got that one from the thread. Someone tossed out fruit. Ocean.
Beach.
Beach.
Relaxation. Needed. Can't wait.
Island.
Jamaica.
Aki.
Sawfish.
With that, I say food.
Needed.
God.
Everything.
And my last word for me is going to be black woman.
One more time.
Black woman.
Powerful.
Okay.
All right.
You're up
next,
Javon. Okay. Black men. That's a good one. Strong.
Power.
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 Power. Wanted.
Family.
Love.
Money.
Freedom. Important.
Marvin Gaye.
Sexual healing.
Freddie Jackson.
Boss.
Tebow Bryson.
Legend.
Sam Cooke.
Icon.
Stevie Wonder.
Icon.
Michael Jackson.
Legend, icon, all of them put together.
Prince.
Same thing. Legend, icon, high heel.
Oh, man. Diana Ross.
Beautiful.
Tracy Ross.
Tracy Ross. Oh, beautiful.
Ellis. Okay. Richard Pryor.
Legend.
Politics.
Evil.
Boys to Men.
Harmony.
New Edition.
Slick.
The Jackson 5.
Icon.
Chaka Khan.
Soulful.
That was my last one. Thank you so very much. Good job.
Awesome.
Tell us, please, how everyone can find your music. How can they follow you? You know, all things Drew.
You can hit me up on Instagram at Drew Grange, DRUGRANGE. Hit up the website, drewgrange.com. All my information is on the website. You can get links to all my social media platforms. And, check me out on Spotify, Drew, D-R-U, capital D, R-U on Spotify. And check out the catalog. Check me out. You know, thank you, ladies. Thank you for having me.
Thank you
and
so
where
much.
And is there somewhere that we can find a schedule of appearances for you?
Yes, also on drewgrange.com. Appearances and on Instagram at Drew Grange also. So everything will be updated now that things are opening up. There'll be some shows. There'll be some touring. I'm trying to get back to Europe, trying to get back to Russia. Just trying to, you know, get back out there. Haven't been using the vocal cords enough, so I got to warm them back up.
Oh, you know that's right.
Yeah. There we go. That's right. That's right. Well, you know what? We wish you absolutely nothing but super success. When you are working on anything you want to promote, please just come by and ring the doorbell. We have a segment of the show where you can pop on, even though you may not be the featured person. You can ring the bell and pop on and say, hey, ladies, I got something new happening. Throw it to us so that we can spin it out there and put it in rotation, because when we say support, we mean support.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know how to reach us now. You're family. Once you've been in the basement, you're family. So you got family right here. Thank you so much.
Thank you guys so much. It was a pleasure.
Right back at you.
All right. Take care.
Take care.
Woo! You did great. What a cutie pie.
Cutie patootie.
Cutie pie, and he's the smiler.
Smiley.
He's a cutie pie, and he sounds amazing.
Yes.
And Nothing But Big Things. And that song is that you definitely got a bop there.
Yeah, sure. I was digging it. I'm digging it. You know, I'm going to, you know, do something to it, but, you know.
I always love dancing men anyway. I'm a sucker for a dancing guy. If you give me a little, you know, like a little it thing, a little.
So can I say this? He's gone. Is he gone? Yes, he's gone. Okay. I don't mean to sound racial or anything. I don't want to be perceived as a racist. But
you can't be.
Thank you. I love watching gay men dance the best.
Really? Okay.
I love the freedom with which they move. It shows the beauty of a man who is free.
Okay.
Completely free to wiggle, to move, to shake it in any which way the wind blows. You know? I remember watching Dancing with the Stars, and there was a young man, a star, I'm not going to name him, but he was learning the steps, and it was like, what's that thing, like maybe a cha-cha or whatever, a Latin dance, and you had to move those hips. And the lady who was trying to teach him the dance moves, she was like, come on, move your hips. He was like, but wait a minute, men do this? You know, like, because he was too scared to shake it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was going to make him look a certain way or perceive really too feminine for him to shake his hip. And I'm like, Negro, shake that ass, okay?
Well, I mean, he clearly was an American man, because honestly, men in other countries don't have those same hangups.
I know. I was making a joke, LaVon. I know that wasn't racist.
Yeah. American men have a lot of hangups on and a lot of hangups and a lot of toxic masculinity. What can I say?
Yeah. But.
Have fun.
Yeah, would love to have seen this dude just let it loose and shake that butt, you know, because it's a beautiful thing, the movement of the body. I think I should dance some more. This chair dancing is not helping me lose any weight.
Yeah, I hear all kinds of rhythms and rolls in my head. So when you see me dancing nowadays, you don't know what key what I'm listening to in my head or what I hear. Does that ever happen to you? Your ear in the music shifts a little bit. Like you start hearing things like my brain now, it separates the instruments when I hear, you know,
you have brain stems.
Maybe, you know,
get it? We all have brain stems and then there's stems, you know, with the music. All right.
Yeah. Got it. No, I'm just saying that, you know, I hear like my brain automatically separates. It pulls the bass out. It pulls out strings and it pulls out percussion automatically. So if there's a strong percussion line in it, that's where my brain is going to go. You know, so when I'm dancing, that's what I'm dancing to, as opposed to what you hear or the rhythm per se. It's hard to describe, but yeah.
No, it couldn't. But thank you very much. Thank you.
What happened? They have twerk classes online. Twerk.
And okay. Then?
Your next career?
Not so much.
Yeah, in the supermarket a lot.
Ever start dancing in public and don't realize until somebody starts staring, mocking you?
Oh, I always do that. That's a general thing. Like I could just stop and just, you know, for some odd reason, the first thing that comes up is a pop lock or a robot that always pops out of me. I don't know what that is. Always.
Yeah, no, I don't go outside, so.
That every single time it's like I hear bass and phones from walking coma.
No. Yeah, no, I'm inside. all the time. And so, no, people don't stare at me. When people start staring at me in the basement, y'all come get me. When if I say, I was down here dancing, and all of a sudden all these people were looking at me, and I was like, what y'all looking at? Come get me, all right? Because ain't nobody down here. Ain't nobody. Okay. And they was all looking and cheering for me, because that if they down here, they may as well be cheering. Anyway, what? Yeah, I'm sorry.
I don't know what this is called, but my body loves it.
This?
Whenever I'm in a good mood, yeah, just shoulders just leaning and rolling, always.
Roll with me. Now roll with me. What song is that? Now roll with me. Oh. You know what song it is? It's a stupid song I was writing before. Never finished it.
Yeah.
Come out of the basement.
My supermarket here in the club. In a club? It's a club. Great speakers. Oh, okay. Gotcha. Yeah.
Oh.
We know those supermarkets. Yeah, okay. Pipes in music.
I know. Misty, one day I'll come out of the basement.
One day there's a place for us. Actually, it's someday.
Yeah.
Yeah. The WAP. Yes, I love the WAP. Hey, that was my joint too.
So
yeah.
You go to Key Food and do the WAP. I love it. I love it. I got to see it. I will come out to see that. You invite me to your local Key Food, and I will drive all the way to New York just to watch you do the WAP in Key Food. Mind you, I will comb right after, but I just would like to see that. I've never seen anyone doing the WAP in Key Food.
Yeah, the Chicago Steppin' too. I love Steppin'.
You know,
shout out to David Johnson.
I know some people from Atlanta. Them people, them some Steppin' people. Ooh, them people. Ooh, they got a step to everything. You turn on a slow song, they all get up. The mamas, the papas, the aunties, the children, everybody get up. They start stepping. You put on a Little House. They start doing the step to that. I'm like, what that? Y'all got some stepping people. Y'all like, I want to, ooh, I got to learn that one. I'm telling you, they step.
Stepping or line dancing? Which one are you talking about?
Stepping.
Okay, stepping. Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. Stepping. Yeah. Good stepping. Good steppers are hard to find, but when you get them, they're in the pocket, you know. I love to watch them.
Me too. And sometimes I want to learn, but, you know. So live dancing, Chicago stepping, playing and had me and the clerk feeling like Beyonce Lemonade. Do the hustle. Twerk, salsa. I live on the edge, cousin. Join me. No, I'm too shy. No, I can't go outside. I can't go outside.
Hold your hand out.
I can't go outside.
Cue eerie music.
Nah. Anyway, party people, I want to thank y'all again, as always, for coming through and hanging out with us. And Therese, thank you so much for coming through tonight the way you did. I really appreciate it. Because, man, I know it ain't easy. It ain't always easy. And I appreciate
it. We can do what it do.
You know what I'm saying? That's what's up.
Listen, we make it do what it do. Like I said, I felt in my brain, I said, it's 6 o'clock and this doesn't look like it's doing anything different than it's been doing for the last 45 minutes. So let me just throw a bone here so that I can, you know.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And. Hey. You know, I was driving, and as you can see, I have that thing in the car where you can just hit, you know, like your response, because I can't text and drive. I will crash into somebody. I will drive off the road off a cliff if I try to look at my phone while I'm driving. I know it. I don't do it. It don't work. That's not me.
Don't do it.
So I have the buttons that will respond. So I was looking. I was looking for okay, no problem, but I don't have that. The best thing I had was thanks. That's why I said thanks.
Listen, I'm not looking for a novella. Just let me know you got the message.
I wanted to say something appropriate. I didn't want, you know, it looked stupid. So that's why when I got to the stop sign, I was like, I'm whatever I said, but you know.
Don't text and drive.
Yeah, man.
Okay, your little white lady's annoying me again.
You don't want to hear what happens if I should shut her off in the middle of her countdown. So we're not going to do that. But, you know, she's actually given us a cue. I would like to start ending the show like right before she starts. If we could get it down to a science where we end it before she starts, then we don't never have to hear her.
Never have to hear her.
Well, you wouldn't have to hear her. I would still probably.
No, I'm just joking. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. I you know, don't want.
She's our digital stage man.
Yeah, right. Since Pop is not here. But, so I should let you all know that we are on Apple Music, iTunes, Podchaser, which is a part of iHeart Radio, and some others as a podcast now. So this show and some of the others, I'll be uploading others slowly because you can only do like so much, whatever.
It was on Apple before though, too.
It was, yeah, but now it's sort of syndicated so that
okay.
It all goes together. And, you know, we're making it do what it do. I applied for some other places, but it might be a problem because of the music. Now, I know that we're licensed for certain things. I don't know if the license expands to those places. So they're checking it out. And we
check it out.
And I'm hoping that we get it on. So I'll keep everybody posted as we go.
Alrighty.
And with that, I'm sleepy. Good night, Rezzy.
Good night.
Good night.
You guys have a productive, safe, and you know, happy rest of your week. We'll see you Saturday.
See you Saturday. Bye.
Hi, everybody. You're in the basement with Jamon. Is Melbourne Moore.
Basement, no longer alone with my homegirl Therese on the microphone. Music politics are just chatting it up. Brunch in the basement, see that's what's up. You never know who might run through. Legendary artist or someone brand new. You miss a lot when you miss one day. At least that's what I heard somebody say. But it doesn't really matter what whoever says. It's always a good show with Javon and Therese. Yeah. Brunch in the basement with Javon and Therese. Yeah. Come on, everybody's a friend in my head. I already know everybody. One day I'll tell you about me and Shaka Khan, but, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. But she doesn't know anything about it. But anyway. No, she doesn't. She wasn't even there, actually. But anyway.
All our offers, though, Jay.
I'm gonna send y'all some.
After I get an address, I'll send
y'all
something.
You can
send me some cologne,
cause I mean, you know. Just in case I should meet Shaka Khan, I want to smell really, you know, nice.
Oh God.
Okie dokie, babe. Whatever you say.
What's
time. So,
and we thank you for that.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. This part, that little piece, I'm just going to keep and play it all the time for myself. But no, just do it.